Hello.
Hi, my name is Jack, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, can I please speak with Cecilia Cruz?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
We do it in English.
In English is fine, okay.
He's right here.
And of course, first of all, you registered to vote in South Texas? That was a yes.
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for President, U.S., Senate, and state legislator and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. Chances 50-50 that you will vote, or you don't think you'll vote. Okay. And then
yeah.
We have here, what year were you born?
01/24/2003.
2003, right.
You said, right? Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Don't worry. And then what is your race?
Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, last year I didn't vote. This year will be my first year voting.
Okay. Did not vote. That's okay. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for the state Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I would be voting for Republican candidate.
Okay. I'd like to ask to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100 means a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Let's start with Joe Biden. How would you rate Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
A 4.
A 4. Okay. Moving on with Ted Cruz.
I haven't heard of him.
Okay. What about Adam Hinojosa?
I haven't heard of him either.
Haven't heard of him either. Okay. And Greg Abbott?
Yeah, so this is my first year voting, so I'm kind of not familiar with some of the names.
It's
that
okay.
You're...
I just need your honest opinion. If you haven't heard of the people I mentioned, let me know. If you have no opinion, let me know, or you can rate them from 0 to 100. It's just a survey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, for Greg Abbott, what would that be?
For who?
Greg Abbott?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, never heard of him. And Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, I would give him an 8.
An 8, okay. And then Morgan LaManita?
No.
Sorry, because I'm getting interfered right now.
No.
Okay, what would
Can
you rate
that again?
Morgan LaManita? Yeah, what would you rate Morgan LaManita from 0 to 100, or have you never heard of her?
I've never heard of her.
Okay, no worries. Moving on here. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I've
got your options here as strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, strongly approve, or unsure, no opinion.
Unsure, no opinion.
Okay. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan LaManita is doing as state senator? Same responses, strongly disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve? Unsure, no opinion.
Unsure, no opinion.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for the president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I would be voting for Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
I agree.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vincent Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote?
Myra Flores.
Okay. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lamanita or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Adam Hinojosa.
Okay. Now, I am going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. For each one, mm-hmm. just please state how high of a priority the issue should be, in your opinion. So we have not a priority at all, low priority, medium priority, high priority. Okay? So the first issue would be securing the border.
Securing it?
Mm-hmm. Is that not a priority at all? Is it a low priority, medium priority, or high priority?
It's a high priority.
Okay. What about supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
High priority.
Okay. Supporting public schools?
High priority.
Supporting South Texas jobs and wages?
High priority.
Okay. And then the last one would be ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
High priority.
Okay. Thinking again about the election this November, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislator. After each, please tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Once again, your honest opinion, okay? Remember, answers would be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, and much more likely. Okay?
Okay.
First one would be a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
I'm sorry.
So let me repeat that. Okay, let me rephrase that. So after each one that I ask, please tell me if you would be less likely or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban, would you more likely be to vote for them or less likely?
He voted against abortion ban?
No, I'm saying a candidate who voted against Texas abortion, would you be more or less likely to vote for this candidate?
Less likely.
Less likely, okay. Great. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border. Are you much less likely to vote for them, someone less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for someone who enforces law and innovates solutions to secure the border?
More likely.
More likely. Okay, what about a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ community? Less likely or more likely?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay. And what about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies? Less likely or more likely to vote for that kind of candidate?
He challenged security?
So a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies, would you be more likely to vote or less likely to vote for that candidate?
More likely.
More likely, okay. And then what about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies? Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher for policies?
More likely.
More likely, okay. 1 second. Now, do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
And are you part of any WhatsApp groups or do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
I only use it for personal use.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat or what?
Well, lately I've been more like a Republican, but sometimes I'm in between, but I've been more to the Republican side lately.
Okay. Now, would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
And not a very strong Republican.
Okay. appreciate your honesty. And then thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
What do you mean?
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal? Or don't know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay, graduated high school. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, for my supervisor or by my supervisor, actually, can I have your first name?
Alexis.
Okay.
A-L-E-X-I-S.
A-L-E-X-I-S. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Alexis. Thank you for your time. Now, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note you are interested in a follow-up research study that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Give me one second right here, please. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your answers, and have a good day.
Likewise.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.